Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, baby. I don't know if I've done something right with the Lord, but I woke up fresh today.
Did you? You feel good today?
I don't know, man. I feel different.
I'm feeling better than I have the last couple of days, so that's good.
I'm all stopped up, Tommy.
A lot of DayQuil, NyQuil. Oh, all the quills.
You do all the quills?
Got to do all the quills, brother. How else are you going to get rid of the snot? Oh, you should have seen the Navage carrier this morning, brother.
Glad I didn't.
It looked like, I mean, it was full of snot. I would recommend the Navage to anybody out there.
Navage. Do you have stuff in your nose that just won't simply go away and you're tired of it?
Navage.
Navage will do it for you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it got so, it was like a jackhammer going in there this morning trying to clean that snot out.
Speaking of jackhammer.
Was that a torpedo bat?
No. Like, I don't know, the best part about this audio is the actual crack of the bat or a grown-ass man hitting two big...
Oh.
Woos. Wait for it.
Here it comes.
I mean,
the best part about that video is it was filmed like from the catcher's perspective.
Ooh.
And it said, watch this ball disappear. I never saw the ball. I
you
mean,
sure didn't.
Went 488 feet and disappeared into that there night. And Jack Caglione just kind of trotted around the bases like, I got this, man. That's the part that I like the best. He just rounded the bases like, this is no big deal.
And then he hit it, and it just is, I mean, it disappears into the night sky. And then there was another one of the videos that I found, which is like, look, it looked like the local like broadcasting team.
One out, 0-2. Caglione hammers one to right center. No chance of catching that. A jack-jack.
A jack-jack.
I don't know if we're calling it that, though. I mean, I give him credit for the call, but I'm not calling it that.
Yeah, I think that's a little dicey right there. Why is every minor league ballpark broadcast also overmodulated every time you hear them, too?
I don't know.
Like, does anybody monitor the level?
But the thing that I find most interesting about this is I woke up a bit stiff this morning. It's just you just hear the ball just absolutely get bricked from any angle of any audio of any call.
One out, 0-2. Caglione hammers one to right center. No chance of catching that. A jack-jack.
We're not calling it that, but and then just.
I'd like to hear Denny say a jack-jack, too.
You can.
Well, Ryan, that's a jack-jack.
I mean, this kid is something. I'm not saying.
He's destroying some double-A pitching. Let's go.
All right. So
I'm glad.
Yeah, let's get on with it. Let's move.
I think we've seen enough at double-A.
I don't think we need to see that anymore.
I don't think we do need to see that
55
anymore.
55 degrees outside.
I know. It's going to be nice today. It's going to be a beautiful day out there today. So.
But, yeah, I mean, absolutely one of the just specimens in minor league because it's crazy that, you know, obviously, like, I'm head over heels and I'm fanboy and all that sort of stuff. I get it, because as soon as anything happens, notifications ding. And that's not me trying to be like, oh, look at me, I'm popular. It's just that everybody else is now officially on board. And it's not happening now. It's happening, which is where I've kind of come back to my senses of being like, it'll be there. Don't worry. It's, again, I go back to Christmas.
Yeah, right? I was just saying, don't rush it, right?
It's December 2nd, right? Mm-hmm. You're still putting the cotton balls on Santa Claus's beard. You got 23 more to go. You're doing the rings in the classroom where you take one ring off every day to get closer and closer to Christmas.
Or you're just going through the booze advent calendar.
Yeah. And today was scotch.
Smirnoff. Yeah.
And so it's great, but like, the man is shredding double A. So it's a man amongst boys, and it looks like if Shaq were to play a high school team right now. So
that's kind of a good comparison.
From Shaq to Jack, it's time maybe to, like, I know it's been four games, Dusty, pump the brakes, let's get a little bit more going into it. Maybe now, you know, if we keep seeing this sort of production, because 466 feet, 464 feet are the two home runs. That means he's not missing. No. That means he's dialed in. You hear by the sound, you see by the posture and the swing that it's there. And the one thing that is a huge pause about this is that it hasn't dissipated yet. It's still been the same since spring, to where you asked your question, which was all the questions from Vern, from Bob, from everybody around the team that's watched this kid play so far in the spring and now double A, is let's see how he does at each level. I think we've seen what he can do in double A. Let's challenge him a little bit more.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the right, you know, kind of playbook is for keeping somebody at certain levels for how long. And I think everybody's kind of their own guy, right? And you kind of move them up when you deem that they're ready. I don't know what the plan of attack is for Jack Caglione and what they kind of had in mind going into the beginning of the season. Because I'm sure there was a definite plan laid out. Okay, we're going to put you down in double A. We'd like to move you up by this date. Does he move faster than that date? I don't know what they're seeing and what they're deciding to do with Jack Caglione. But I think you do know that there is an offensive discrepancy right now for the Royals. I was going through some of the nerd numbers a little bit this morning.
Yeah,
runs I was looking at. The only stat that really matters anymore is runs, because if you score more than your opponent, you win games, and you know that's what baseball is about.
How many did
you
score last night?
Two.
How many did the Twins score?
One. Yeah, right. So you won the game last night. But the Royals are down almost a run per game from where they were at this point last season. And you know, you start to look about that and go, okay, they need to get some more run production going on right now. How are they going to do that? Well, it's not going to come from the guys that they have on the team, in my opinion anyway. You're going to have to go out and acquire that. And that's where I still am with a veteran bat and going out and getting that guy. Will Jack Caglione be the answer to those questions? I don't know. And again, I'm kind of like Vern on this one. I just want him to come up and be a player. I don't want him to have to come up and produce into a lineup. So that's where I think the best case scenario is for this team right now. Go out and acquire that veteran bat still. And then when you have the opportunity to bring Jack Caglione up, bring him up where he doesn't have to be the guy that has to go out there and change the entire course of human events, you know, for this Royals team. Because that pressure is going to be on him regardless of what this team is going through. When he comes up here, people are going to expect the 5-run home run. I remember when Eric Hosmer got up here, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was May of 2011, my God. and he's now retired with a child living in Connecticut. I remember that day vividly. We had 6 t-shirts to give out at the stadium.
Six.
Very big number of t-shirts to give out at the stadium.
Well, 5. I'm sure you had one.
We don't even know where those t-shirts are, quite honestly. Nice. Honestly, right? But we had 6 of them that day to give out. And I remember going into the ballpark that day or watching it on TV or however you consume the game that day. And I think we all had that same kind of vision and same kind of hope. Eric Hosmer was going to go up there and he was going to mash home runs every single time he went to the plate. And he made that debut in Yankee Stadium. So you thought, oh, okay, there you go. He's going to hit a home run over that 314 sign. Then he's going to come back to Kauffman Stadium. He's going to be a hitting machine. And Eric Hosmer was never that guy that delivered home run after home run after home run when he came up from the big league level. He was just a really, really good baseball player that went out there and performed when you needed him to perform the most. He was a great team player. If our guy Jack Caglione can be Eric Hosmer and what he was for this stretch of 6 years in Kansas City, that is a win. And so that's where I kind of look at, you know, Jack Caglione and think to myself, I had these expectations for Eric Hosmer that were so out of whack. Just let Jack Caglione come up and kind of do his thing when the team doesn't really need him to come up here and do his thing. Like, we're not turning the organization over to him. We're not looking at him as the savior or anything like that of this organization. And that's the best spot we're in right now. This team's winning some baseball games. They're above 500. Game 2 of the second 10-game season, or game 1 of the second 10-game stretch began yesterday. and our star pitcher was freaking phenomenal yesterday.
He had you in a moment.
He did. No, he did. And I think it's a legit conversation to have about that guy because he's unbelievable. But then you bring Jack Caglione up. You want him to just to come up and not notice him, right? You don't want him to come up. But no matter when they bring him up, you're going to notice him, and everybody's going to be expecting him to go out there and do things that I don't know that any Major League Baseball player is capable of doing at this point in time.
You've got an old man question for the youngsters as we wrap up this opening
draft. I do, and I want you guys to weigh in. I was driving in this morning, right? And, you know, it's 55, then it turns to 65. Guys going slow.
Temperature or speed?
Speed. So I try to go around him on the left-hand side. He cuts me off, and then he does one of these. Okay. And then he's in the left-hand lane and puts his blinker on, transfers four lanes over of traffic and all this kind of stuff. But the question that I have for you guys.
In the morning.
Yeah, right. No, this is going on at 4:30 in the morning. He's driving a car that's very low to the ground and has no muffler on it, right? So it's making a huge noise. You know how it is when guys don't have mufflers. Is 17 the oldest you can be without being a douchebag and having no muffler on your car? Like, after the age of 17, does it just become totally unacceptable to drive around with no muffler on your car?
I'm not really a car guy. I mean, they were cool when I was in high school.
You were in high school.
So I'd say, I'd say yes. Once you're out of the teen phase, you got to kind of get a grown car.
You got to
change it a little bit. Like, the big thing when I was a kid, it was Honda Civics.
That's what this car was.
Okay. And it was
no muffler.
Yep. And it had a spoiler on the back.
That's exactly right. You just called out. It's hard
slightly
to be.
Tinted.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the,
yeah, that no, was, yeah. That was the cool car. And when I was that and like a tinted out like white Grand Prix.
Okay. So that was what year did you graduate high school?
2006.
Okay. I graduated in 95. That was the cool car back then too. Mac probably graduated.
Sounds like
everybody
it still
was
is.
Driving a BMW. No, I don't know that it is a cool car or anything like that. I just want to know at what age is it like, all right, dude, grow the F up and put a freaking muffler on your car. And stop being a douchebag. You're not 16. You're not 17 years old anymore. I think that has to be the line of demarcation. You cannot be driving around at 4:30 in the morning with no muffler on your car.
I don't know. I mean, I guess live your life, you know.
And then you got the guys in the pickup trucks who are either badasses up, you know, trying to, you know, run you off the road or driving as slow as molasses, smoking a dart at 4:30 in the morning. Is there any happy medium with those guys?
No. I mean, maybe that guy's just, you know, doing the whole, I'm going to drive this thing into the ground, literally. Until I don't know. I mean, who knows?
I mean, I just don't think you can be considered an adult and do adult things if you don't have a muffler on your car and you're driving around making noise like that. Mac, do you not have a muffler on your car?
No, of course I have a muffler on my car. Yeah. You've heard my car.
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually then. If you have a muffler on it,
there you go.
I've not heard your car.
Maybe he had gotten a wreck and the muffler fell out.
No, I don't think so. No, not at all. No, you're just an idiot.
But my Nissan Sentra back at home. Oh, yeah, that's souped up, baby.
Did that not have a muffler? Did you have that? What year?
No.
What age were you when you decided that wasn't cool anymore? 17?
Yeah.
There's your drive way to right field, way back, and gone. Jack Caglione, home run number 2 for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into the Royals and what was last night, because, boy, that man on the mound had himself a hog last night in Cole Reagan's on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan, where you can hear your Kansas City Royals play baseball. You can hear Vern's pregame show, the on-deck show. Right? I think he's giving away tickets to the bobblehead game, which is the Moose bobblehead. The 10-year anniversary plus the 40-year anniversary of the 2 World Series championships. That's what's kind of cool when you win them in those different times.
I'd like to have a couple more in between, yeah. You know, but it's well, fine.
You'll probably win like 4 straight once you have Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione.
Yeah.
hitting back to back. I'm kidding. No, let's obviously address the elephant in the room, because yesterday, you know, Vern had me on his show, said, I need a double play. I need a try to win some money for these listeners. I said, take Reagan's over 6.5 strikeouts and take Bobby Witt Jr. 2 bases or more. Bobby doubles And Cole Reagans had 6 strikeouts in the third inning.
Yeah, well, he had like 6 strikeouts in the first inning yesterday. Right. That's how good he was. He struck out like everybody. Like people didn't even come to the plate and they struck out. And he's now had 2 games in a row with double-digit strikeouts, right? He had 10 against Milwaukee and 11 last night. Only 3 on opening day. That is what it is,
21
right?
21 strikeouts and 11 innings.
He's 4th in baseball, I think, in strikeouts right now, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a little bit low, I think, based on what he's done in the last 2 games.
Second or first.
Yeah, he will be in his next start. He'll get another 10. You know, but again, everybody's striking out in baseball. But no, he's dominating out there on the mound. And I texted you guys, is he better at his job than Patrick Mahomes is at his job? No. And, you know, I look at Cole Reagans and I think, my God, I mean, every night you're going to go out there, you're going to get us double-digit strikeouts. That's something we've not seen here in Kansas City. I know we had Zach Greinke years ago do the Cy Young Award thing and, you know, a couple of good, you know, seasons here or there from pitchers. But if this guy's going out every single night and striking out double-digit, you know, batters, that's going to be something that is going to be looked at as one of the greatest seasons of all time. And I think he can keep it up. He was doing it basically all of last year as well. He looks unhittable in his last 2 games out there on the mound. He just stands tall and fires and nothing phases that dude, man. I mean, he is just freaking unbelievable.
The pitch. A little tap. Here comes Witt home. The throw is to first. After looking home, France had no choice. Bobby Witt, as soon as contact was made, he was halfway home. Vinny Pasquantino finds a way to get a run home.
Vinny Pasquantino taking the narrative of Jurassic Park, life finds a way. I will say this, last night, you're going to need games like this. And this is what I mean. It wasn't the prettiest of games. Obviously, that game was cold still. I think we're done with it now. I think we can move on.
I saw 80s on Sunday.
You better believe it, baby. And I will say this, last night you had to lean on the back of your ace, and you did.
And
right?
He did, yeah, he was great.
11 strikeouts and had a quality start. That's now 3 straight. That's also 3 straight wins.
Yep.
Bobby Witt Jr., look, man, that pitcher makes an errant throw, and I have no doubt in my mind it's because he knows who's coming out of the batter's box.
I mean, that is as little league as you can get, I mean, that's yakety sacks, bro.
From first to third, and then I don't know about you guys, but I'm thinking to myself, Royals got this. Mm-hmm. They got the best possible situation at third. They have Vinny Pasquantino, who's Mr. Sack Fly.
All you got to do is put that ball in play.
And
anyway,
a little tap, as Denny says, just a little tap. And I mean, just immediately the dude, I mean, the guy, like, it's like when I see the girl that's a 10 at the bar that I know I have no chance with, looked at home, he's like, yeah, no, we're going to go to first real quick. And Bobby just effortlessly slides right in there. And so I bring this question up to you guys. What's more impressive? Cole Reagans' start?
Yes.
Bobby Witt Jr. doing what he did on just a little tap and getting all the way around on the air throw? Or the fact that you had to go to Stratton for 2, could not use your bullpen? We'll have Q on the show a little bit later on today at 9.
Yeah, they used day before, right?
They did.
They used he.
And
he,
so did some other people use he as well. But like the thing about that is you didn't have Estevez, Harvey, and Urseg in the 8th and the 9th, or the 7th, 8th, and 9th, you had Stratton and Daniel Lynch. Daniel Lynch is still doing a fantastic job. He just gives me such Hochaver vibes. Same sort of look, same sort of build. Obviously a lefty, not a righty, but like failed as a starter, but might be just absolute nails as that like fill-in guy when you need him, and also an innings eater when you need him. But I mean, what was impressive the most last night? The fact that Cole Reagans went out there and just towed this. I mean, he footed the slab.
No, he picked up the slab and threw it up somebody's ass. I mean, like that's how good Cole Reagans. No, there's nothing more impressive than what Cole Reagans did last night. No matter how bad the Minnesota Twins are, and they suck. Yeah. I mean, they are a disaster of a franchise. I'm telling you, that's the first manager fired. Put your money on that one. You know, if you can bet on who's going to be the first manager fired, it's Rocco Baldelli, because that team can't do anything right. And then Pablo Lopez gets hurt last night, which was, you know, you never want to see anybody get hurt. But that allowed the Royals to kind of, you know, win the game, because you took him out. He was dominating as well last night. He was unbelievable, you know, last night. And I thought this was going to be one of those extra inning games where we'd come in this morning and Vern still be sitting here doing the post game show. You know, one of those things, that the game that never ends, because nobody was getting any hits. And then Pablo Lopez goes out. The Royals are able to capitalize on that Twins bullpen. They only need but to answer your question, there's nothing more impressive than what Cole Reagans does. And I know he's not better at his job than Patrick Mahomes, facetiously speaking. But I mean, before long, we got to start talking about Cole Reagans being the best pitcher in baseball at this point in time, because he's doing it every single night. No longer can we have the yeah buts about Cole Reagans. I think it's about time that the rest of baseball does take notice and look at this guy and go, oh my God, he is unbelievable. And he's so stoic out there on the mound as well. Like, he just does not have any emotion. And that's how you know he's locked in and he's ready to rock and roll. And he's just going up there and dealing. He's striking out MFers all over the place, man. Like, it is fun to watch him pitch.
It's effortless, is like you said, because it's just, he's such a just introverted, just dog, dude. I mean, I think he should change his name from COLE to KOLE, right? And then you just start making the sign every time you get one, we get him in the crowd, right? When you have that sort of picture. I remember Felix Hernandez in Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle did
the
all
Kings
that.
Court
yeah.
in the corner, and they just have all the K's up every time he strike somebody out.
Oh, I love that. The Bird Nest did that back in the day with Paul Bird.
Frenchie's Corner.
yeah.
God, I miss Jeff Francoeur.
I do, too. He's one of the greatest human beings on earth. Like, I love Jeff Francoeur. He was the best. Yeah. The best.
But, yeah, we should just maybe, you know, start a petition to change his name from COLE to KOLE. It's just Cole, because every time he gets a strikeout, you're going to have to take 15 with you just to have some insurance.
Yeah.
But, yes.
And I'd take 20 of them with me. There's no putting a limit on this guy right now.
Yeah,
pitches nine innings, which is, I understand nobody does that. God forbid
Gen
you get
Z
through
loser
this.
Ball.
That is Gen Z loser ball right there. God forbid you pitch into the sixth inning anymore. But if he were to go 9 times 3 is 27, probably about 20 strikeouts in that. I mean, think about the ratio when he, what did he pitch, 6 last night?
Six innings
last night. 6 times 3 is 18. He struck out 11 of the 18 batters he faced.
Yeah, the only problem with a lot of strikeouts is a lot of pitches. So pitch count is going to be an issue, but you're almost to the point now where like 100 pitches per start is going to start being that.
You know what? He ought to start doing leg presses. I was listening to somebody talk about Nolan Ryan yesterday. Yeah, exactly. I was listening to somebody talk about Nolan Ryan yesterday, and they're like, man, this guy pitched basically his entire career without any injuries. And they said, though, the reason is because he had a strong lower body. Look at all those pitchers that pitched all those innings and did, you know, life back in the 80s and 90s, why they never suffered any injuries. Their legs were huge. They were always, always doing stuff with their legs. And that's where you get your power from. And the more power you can have in your legs takes that stress and pressure off of your arm. Novel idea. Cole Reagan, start doing leg presses. Turn into Nolan Ryan, and you'll be out there pitching every fifth day and never have to worry about your arm again.
And he's already had comps to being a left-handed DeGrom, which is great. I love that. But again, a lot of people on opening day, you know, we get a little hyperbolic after one game because it's the first of the year with all the excitement. He didn't look like an ace. He was fine. Three games. He started three games. 16 innings pitched. 24 strikeouts. Insane. Four
in the
walks.
Membrane.
Yeah. Four walks, Mac five earned. And he's got a whip of a 1.13, and his ERA is 2.81. He's only given up one home run. That was the leadoff home run in Milwaukee. Yeah. And then didn't give up another run after that. Went five innings, struck out 10.
Yeah.
This last start, he goes six innings, gives up four hits, strikes at 11. So I know the last start wasn't a quality start, but damn if I don't care about a definition that was quality for me.
Yeah, that looked good.
You strike
man.
Out 10 Brewers. But yeah, I mean, look, you have what this team needs to be that playoff team and be a respectful team throughout the league, and that is you have an ace, you have a superstar, you have a captain, and you have defense and speed. And that's something that will take this team as far as they want to go. And like you said, eventually, maybe one day throughout this season, either a bat comes up to help the team, whether that's Jack Caglione or not, which we played that audio enough at the start of the show. We'll revisit it again. But yes, he had another piss missile last night, 466, 111 off the bat, 8 done. But look, I mean, this team is it's going to be exciting, man. They're what, 7-5 now, or 6-5 in 11 games? They're above 500.
Above 500. They've taken two outs. Don't ever go below 500 again.
That'd be nice. They've taken.
Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fine.
Take two more from the Twins, and then you pad yourself a little bit. You're going to Cleveland. Take care of some business out there. Then you got the Yankees.
And
see what happens.
I think that's the other thing, too, because last year the narrative was when you play the bad teams in your division, beat them.
Yeah.
Like when you play the White Sox, beat them every single game. And they did that but once. So far, you played the Twins twice. You've won. We said at the start of this series, win two. The rest is house money. You're now sitting at house money. You're sitting at the blackjack table. You've hit your first three hands, and you've doubled down on one of them, and now you have a stack of chips to be like, no.
Yeah, but don't give it all back.
Right.
Now you go for the kill. Now you're doubling down. Now you're splitting eights.
Right.
You're doing all of that crazy stuff to try to go out there and make yourself more money at the table, which means more wins in the standings. And then at this point in time, man, if you're going to be a playoff team, which we expect, and you're going to challenge for the division, which we expect, there's no reason to be under 500 the rest of the way at all, especially with he in the bullpen.
Yeah. Did you see those guys that do the pregame show still? Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah. Better than he. They want to call it heat. But there's no T.
There's no T.
Yeah, thanks, Montgomery.
I mean, unless there was a guy like, you
know, I want to call it Heat.
Thompson back there, and then you had, you know.
No, we're calling it He from here on out.
It's He. It's He. Yeah, it is definitely He.
Somebody listens.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't like it. That was
Guy Fieri at the game last night?
Yeah, that was the audio of the FanDuel pregame show.
Yeah, we're going with He.
Yeah, we are. We're going with it's, He. It's apparently carried. Thanks for the free plug there. Yeah. Cite your sources. Either way.
That's fine. A lot of people don't.
We'll get into some Masters talk a little bit later on today, but you you had mentioned something yesterday that Bryce Harper had said, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I don't know if people like this, but I feel like only losers complain about what they're doing. You know, I think they're a great team. They're a great organization. That's why guys want to go there and play. LA's a great city to play in, obviously. It's, you know, they're at the mecca of kind of the world of everything, right? From food to nightlife to sports, from the Dodgers to the Lakers to anybody. So, no, I mean, they're going to continue to get guys. They're going to continue to pull guys from, you know, the sport. That's bullpen, starting pitching, international players, anything like that. They're doing what the Dodgers do.
So he just says how it is. Bryce Harper there always has from the beginning.
I love the guy.
19 years old, getting asked he's going to get hammered in the clubhouse. Clown question, bro.
Yeah. like the coolest superstar you will ever meet. And Josh and I still talk about this to this day. When he came up with Washington, we went into the locker room like, you got him? And he's like, sure. I got all the time in the world. We're like, dude, this is Bryce Harper. Like, this is before, obviously, he got the money in Philadelphia, but he was still a superstar that first or second year, whatever it was, you know, in Washington.
Superstar at 16.
Yeah, right? And, like we were just so overwhelmingly impressed. Like, he didn't have to be that kind of cool guy, and he was. A lot of these guys in sports, as you're seeing in the golf world right now, have no time of day for anybody, which is fine, but Bryce Harper didn't. I'll never forget that. Like, first impressions are everything with everybody, right? And so I'll never forget that, and because of the way he treated Josh and I 15 years ago in a locker room, two people he's never met, no, didn't have any desire to be nice. He was wonderful. I'll always be a Bryce Harper fan. It happens to be he's really good at baseball, too. And then he has comments like that, which I totally agree with. I mean, there's so much complaining about the Los Angeles Dodgers and what they can do about payroll. But it's not just their payroll. They're the third best minor league system in baseball, according to Baseball America. And they haven't been out of the top 10. I mean, you go back the last 5 years, they're in the top 10 every year in prospect rankings. So it's not just that the Dodgers are spending money at the big league level. They're developing talent at the minor league level, too. They're doing great in international scouting. They're doing great in everything. And I've talked to people in baseball about the Dodgers that actually work in the game in front offices. And I've talked to multiple people in multiple organizations about the Dodgers. And nobody's jealous of the Dodgers at all. They're like, they just do it right. They've got a knack right now for doing it right. And that's why I brought up relegation yesterday, because if you're not going to spend the money, which owners clearly aren't going to do in some markets, and you're not going to be competitive, well, then you don't deserve to be in Major League Baseball. And instead of complaining about the Dodgers spending more money than everybody else, as an owner of a franchise, you should go out there and spend more money and make your team better. Because the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets and all these teams, they're not stopping. It's not going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I know Harper's always kind of been that guy. He's kind of been like an old soul since he was young.
Mm-hmm.
I always compare him to LeBron because they were like promised prodigies that actually like panned out. Like LeBron, I was watching play high school basketball. Like, oh my God, this guy's going to do something. Hello.
Yeah.
40 years old. Bryce Harper and Little League in Las Vegas, or not Little League, but high school in Las Vegas, is hitting home runs and blowing kisses to the pitcher. I don't know if you've ever seen that video. Hilarious. Hits a home run, blows a kiss to the pitcher when he comes around home plate. Fight breaks out.
You haven't seen him do anything remotely close to that.
And then obviously Harper at the home run derby a few years back, you know, chest lettuced is out, the American flag bandana in his home stadium, puts on a show, wins the whole damn thing. But I agree. I mean, we kind of take the same mentality with the Chiefs.
Yeah,
like,
oh, exactly.
They always get this. Like, Mahomes is so good. It's like, you can complain or you can do something about it, because complainers find themselves always behind. Whereas, like, the winners, they tend to figure out, they either get tired of losing, You know, and they try to figure out something to kind of like buck the trend, right? Like,
or change rules in the NFL, because that's what we're doing in the NFL, right? We can't beat the Chiefs, so we're trying to change the rules to prevent the Chiefs from being good, which I think is some they want to do in baseball. Look, I am a salary cap fan for baseball. I'll be honest with you. I think that is the right way to go because it works. I mean, the NBA, the NHL to an extent, and the NFL all have some sort of salary cap to put everybody at the same level.
And the NBA is like kind of like a BS excuse of a salary cap.
It is,
like,
but I why mean, can't you have that in baseball?
No, you could.
You know, you have your BS excuse of a salary cap where you can pay three or four guys a max contract, right?
Three guys
a
max contract.
Was it three guys a max contract on your roster?
It used to be. I don't. The new CBA that came out 2 years ago, it's much stricter. We're about to see the effects of it this year. You're not going to see super teams anymore in the NBA.
So
the salary cap has stepped up majorly.
Are you a fan of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, that would kind of affect the Celtics a little
it
bit.
It is going to affect the Celtics. Well,
they got Brown and Tatum on max deals.
They're going to have to figure out Holiday. They can't pay all those guys.
So why can't we do something like that in baseball and have a max deal or two max deals or three max deals in baseball where you can't make any more money if you go to another organization than you can make if you stay? And if you have three of those contracts to pass out in baseball, hey, why not? I mean, that's a good thing to have. So maybe there is a way around it. Maybe they will get some sort of salary cap. I'm just not counting on it right now. But if we're not going to put a salary cap in, the players need to suggest relegation as well, because that's the only thing that's going to wake owners up when you hit them in the pocketbook and not enough owners are getting hit in the checkbook right now and losing enough money. They're just putting bad products out there and hoping fans show up.
St. Louis is losing some money. That owners.
You know, you brought that up to me last week, and I thought you had a pretty good point. I was like, yeah, the best fans in baseball can't show up when they're losing. You're like, no, they're actually the best fans in baseball because they're sticking it to the owner.
They are.
And they're sticking it to the owner altogether, too.
It also helps that they have a dynamite hockey team right now, the Blues. And like my buddy in St. Louis is like, well, they've won at the time. He's like, they've won 10 in a row. They're in sync. It's amazing to watch. And everybody just, when it gets ready to be a Blues game, we all get locked in and we're all texting each other like, here we go, let's get on the ice.
But go back and look at when they won the cup in 18 or 19. I guarantee you the Cardinals were selling out.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you the crowds in 18 and 19. I can't remember which year the Blues won the cup. It was 18 or 19. But go back and look at the attendance for the Cardinals that year. I guarantee you it was at 30,000 fans per game. They were going in there.
No, they're pissed.
They are. Good for them, honestly. I mean, you don't see it a lot where people say, we're not going to the games. And over there, when they don't go to the games, that's a big deal because they're normally sold out. And everybody's going to the baseball game, but that's not the case. So I give them credit. They're not happy with the product. There you go.
Yeah, ownership made zero moves in the offseason to acquire.
Right.
Obviously, Goldschmidt goes to New York, and they keep Arenado. They did not trade Arenado. He hits a home run opening day and then, you know, gives the ear to the fans. Their GM said he's going to step down after this year.
Which he is, and that's fine. Yeah.
And then their owner is, well, officially in the doghouse and has not been given even a remotely sign of light from the fan bases. They're just like, we're not going.
Yeah.
Like, we know where it hurts the most. We'll watch on TV. They don't get that. Well, I get some of it, but like where they get the most of it is when we park, when we sit and we pie inside the park. And if you really are a true fan base to each other, everybody stays out. Everybody just says, you know what? We're into this together. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Once they see this, things will change. Because St. Louis has always kind of been that like mid to upper mid market. I kind of consider them finer diner when it comes to baseball, where they always tend to have teams. Mm. Like you go back to the early 2000s, Roland, Edmonds, Pujols, all those guys.
Yeah, but there
guys.
Was a big stretch after 87 when they went to the World Series. They were not good until the Tony La Russa got there in, you know, the early 90s. And then
the
they turned it around.
McGuire that kind of
McGuire
that.
And got everybody excited and whatnot. And that, you know, kind of bounced them forward. And then they won two championships with Tony La Russa.
Ray
and,
Langford's your best player. You've got problems.
I would love Ray Langford. He's a great role player back in the day. But I mean, it wasn't like it is, well, like it was. But they're not going to the games. And I support fans that don't go to the games, because if it's a bad product, the cost of going and the time that's invested in that, you're asking a lot. And if you're not putting out a good product, why should we go and support that product? So I actually give those guys a lot of credit over there for not going to the games, because they can walk around and go, oh, we're the best fans in baseball. We're going to go watch bad baseball and waste our money. They're not doing that. The games and attending games have gotten so expensive that when a team is bad, it's fine to stay away. You don't have to spend your hard-earned money on that.
Yeah, at some point, the team has to earn it, too.
Yeah, they do. Yep. Just because you're there and you're doing your game doesn't mean we have to go. And the TV stuff, they can watch all they want. That's a sunk cost already, right? Like, they've already got that money. It is hitting them in the pocketbook because they own all those parking garages around the stadium. You get all that parking money, get the ticket money, the food money, all of that. Like, that's money they're not getting right now. And I applaud the fans for doing that, man. I think more fan bases should step it up and say, you know what? If this is a bad product, I ain't going.
If you guys want a little bit more juice on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday, we just got a notification on X from Markel. Jack Caglione posted on his IG story three pictures, or a picture of three bats, all torpedo bats.
Good.
So
good.
That's there. Someone on the text line also asked, what are Cole Reagan's odds to be Cy Young as of right now? Plus 700. That's third best.
Behind?
I just had it, but it's that Scooble guy's there.
Scooble, but
he's number one.
Yeah.
Garrett Crochet's number two.
Okay.
Logan Gilbert is three, and Cole Reagan's is four.
So he's four.
Yep, that's your top four. So Scooble plus 300. Garrett Crochet is at 330. Logan Gilbert's at 650. Cole Reagan's plus 700.
Is this going to be like the MVP race that no matter what he does, he's not going to be over, going to be able to overtake Tarik Scooble because he's going into the season as the ace?
I mean,
or as the top, you know, odds guy.
We'll see. I mean, Scooble pitched well yesterday.
He was really good yesterday.
It was also 12 degrees, and that game looked miserable.
I mean, nobody wanted to be there. That's Cleveland awful. Game. The Cleveland game, that game, New York putting, you know, the game at noon yesterday because it's 0 degrees. Like, what are we doing?
That's right. Coming up on the other side, Binkley. But before we get to Binkley.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday poll question on the Fan 965 from the Fesco and Dusty poll. Which one do you prefer, egg salad sandwich or pimento cheese sandwich? You better believe we get into Masters talk with Binkley, but also he has a local kid going to the Chiefs in round one. We discuss next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. For the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Wednesday, 6:45. You heard him yesterday on the drive. I don't know if he's doing the drive again today.
I guess. But he was yesterday. I heard him yesterday doing the drive, and he was all lathered up about the draft. Him and Rob Brenton were arguing about whether or not it's a sporting event.
Oh, again, still going strong.
Well, WIP, our sister station, had this poll up this morning, and I want to bring it up to you guys. Are you excited for the NFL draft in 15 days? A, very excited. B, a little excited. C, not excited. And the poll results will say, after 711 votes so far, the majority of fans at 42.5% are a little excited about the NFL draft, very excited 34%, and not excited 22.9%. Mm. I imagine if you're a bad team, you're excited about the draft, but if you're a team like the Chiefs or the Eagles or somebody like that that consistently wins, you're not as excited about the draft, but you should be because that's where we, you know, build all our talent. That's how we grow our roster and whatnot. So I understand why people aren't truly excited about it, but Jay Binkley's excited about the draft, Dusty. You should have heard him with Rob Brenton yesterday. They were fighting on the air.
Love it. Binkley, two questions. One, did you see Paige Spiranek in her green jacket? And two, are you really sure the Chiefs really might have a chance of taking Luther Burden at pick 31?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. But yes, I talked a lot of mock yesterday, a lot of draft, and people were loving it. People love the draft.
What people
said they didn't know who Mel Kiper was, and I think they're idiots because that's not true. Paige Spiranek, Dusty, was actually a topic yesterday, and I brought you up as well.
Oh,
I said every time I turn on X, Paige like pops out to me, and people took it in several different directions. What I meant by that, but
did
they called me
erections?
An old man. And a creep and stuff like that. So some of the texters were, you're a creep, dude. And then most of them were, you're awesome, babe. She's 32 years old. She's so hot. I didn't know who she was, but wow. So, yeah, that's kind of the mixed reaction. I'd say 75 to 80% positive and 20% wives grabbed their husband's phone, texted in, what an idiot I am.
So let me ask you this. This is what got people to think you were a creep?
Well, it was one thing, Bob, but this was Yeah, just because I thought she was hot and this is a reason to like golf. I said Paige Sprannick is a huge reason. I like watching Jack Kegley on home runs, and I like watching Paige Sprannick bounce around the course.
Yeah, she'll teach you how to hit a 60-degree greenside, I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
So, Jay, is the Masters a bigger event than the draft?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No, but I do have some pimento cheese for sandwiches. We're having a Masters party this weekend. So it is a big deal. It's a big deal in my world. I like sports and all that, but it's not the draft. Let's not get crazy.
All right. So let's Dusty teased that you got a local kid coming to the Kansas City Chiefs. Who are they drafting?
Luther Burden. Mm. And this was a fun decision. Luther Burden's kind of been all over the place.
Yeah.
And the possibilities of him kind of being at the end of the first round or in the second round. Mel Kiper, the guru, the mock daddy, put him in a second round. And there's more and more people that have him sliding to the second round. So there is the possibility, because we use Pro Football Focus's mock draft system is what Chris and I use, just to kind of get a litmus test of who's taking who and who's still going to be available. So we're not just grabbing everybody we want. But Derek Harmon was there, my favorite defensive tackle. And Chris and I had this big-time conversation, like, what are we going to do? Because Luther Burden's sitting there. And the way I've said it is, if Luther Burden is still there, that's who I'm going with. I'm always for team offense with this team, although I was resigned to, hey, defensive tackle is the deepest in this draft. If there's a defensive tackle there, that's a better player. But we never thought Luther Burden would be there. And then we had the decision. If he's there, which direction you go? And we went Luther Burden. That helps the Chiefs more than everybody in the world mocking an Ohio State tackle to the Chiefs, which is not going to happen. But Prisco and Mel Kiper decided, hey, let's put an Ohio State tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs in our mocks yesterday. What a joke.
Well, you're so like on this one about the tackle and Kiper and Prisco and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I want to know the Veach draft history of Ohio State. You remember when Veach, I still play that audio, Bob.
Yeah.
And I've got the audio right there kind of in the top of my folder there. Do you remember when he came on about the Big Ten and all that, right?
Right, they cheat in their 40-yard dash, basically, is what we gathered, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's right under Big Ten cheats in my file. And then you got to put together which team he's talking about.
Good file.
But here's the deal. It's definitely not something we know that they've drafted Michigan. They've drafted Purdue. They're doing that. But Ohio State's that team they haven't done. When Ohio State had their pro day, Chiefs didn't have anybody there. They had it the same day as the LSU pro day. I get it. But there's some tangible players I could still see going to the Chiefs. I mean, their running back situations with Keyshawn Judkins and Travion Henderson, you know, maybe that's an option. They did bring in an Ohio State player for their top 30 visits, but they haven't really gone that direction. You got to trust the numbers, because these numbers are so fudged when it comes to the draft, the combine and these pro days. Like Will Campbell, one of the better, probably the best left tackle in the draft from LSU, his hands grew an inch, his arms grew an inch between the combine and pro day. It's amazing how that happens. Jalen Milroe's hands got bigger between the combine and the pro day. It's amazing how these things happen and what you can trust and what you can't. Half these guys, the big-time players don't. I mean, they go through the pro days, but they don't do the individual testing. Austin Jeanty, the best running back in the draft, he didn't run the 40. He didn't run the vertical. He didn't do the broad jump. He ran between pylons at his pro day. Travis Hunter, as much as I like Travis Hunter, and he didn't run a 40. He ran receiver routes, which is interesting because there was no defensive routes that Travis Hunter ran. But this is the way it's getting. More and more guys skipping the combine or cherry-picking the events they're doing. So what do you trust and what do you don't trust? NFL teams are the big losers when it comes to this, because they draft guys and they get a lemon. They get a damaged product. And I'll give Xavier Restrepo of Miami is a good example. He's the receiver down there that set the Miami record in yards and catches. So he goes and runs the 40, and it's in the 4.7s and the 4.8s. And all of a sudden, I mean, he cost himself a lot in the draft. Even though you think about Miami and all the great receivers that came out of there, he's the best of the best. He cost himself some money, but you know what, though? That's an advantage for the NFL teams, because they're not drafting a guy you think is great, and then all of a sudden you find out he's slow as me when he gets to the combine or gets to the team.
So is this the Veach comment?
Well, listen, I mean, so here's the thing. So I can't say, because I don't want to, you know, have my guys barred from ever entering again. So yeah, you know, I can't say teams, but if you want me, the closest I can give you is just say, just double check those times on those Big Ten schools. All right, just that's all I'll say.
That's exactly it. Hey, well, yo, man.
All right, Beak, are you doing the drive again today, or do you get the day off?
I don't know. Oh. I had a call from Rob yesterday about 10:30, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. We do have a draft special this Thursday night.
Oh.
And Matt McMullen from Chiefs.com is in there with us. We've got another one coming on the 10th, and I've got an NFL.com, a super mocker.
So,
oh, and by the way, guys, yeah. If you want to get crazy with the mocks, they grade their accuracy.
Oh.
Like, they look at who was the most accurate mocker last year. Ooh. Mel Kiper, the Mac daddy of them all, finished 16th. There were 15 better mockers than Mel.
Who was number one?
It was somebody I've really never heard of from some like the Times Union. But Peter Schrager was number two from, of course, NFL Network.
Now he's ESPN now.
ESPN.
Yeah. Where were you on that list?
The mockers. I was not on the list. You're a creep, dude.
What?
You're a creep, dude.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry. Just asked a question.
No. Yeah, well. No, it's fun. But yesterday I was talking mock, and people were like, we don't even know who Mel Kiper is. 90% of the people don't know who he is.
Well, that's a soundbite from back in the day. That's Bill Polian, you know. No, that's Bill Polian back in the day, Jay, saying that nobody knows who Mel Kiper is when he had a sister in Burlington Junction, Missouri, who said that they should have drafted the fat kid. And I don't even know who Mel Kiper is. You know, it went into this whole tirade about that. So,
Well, if you're a sports fan, you don't know who Mel Kiper is. I probably need to look it up.
Yeah, I thought his name was Draftula. You never see him in daylight. He's only in the dark. He looks like he drinks blood for a living and hates garlic. Binkley, we'll see you.
Todd, let me tell you about his 40. You're a creep, dude.
Binkley, I love you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas.
I have no idea what just happened there.
I don't either, man.
It was great.
Todd.
I mean, he was on fire today. Like, if you're Mel Kiper, you better stay away from Binkley.
No doubt about it. He has steel, he has garlic, and he has a lot of sunshine in his life. So stay away from that guy. Coming up on the other side, one guy got fired yesterday. So did his GM, and it sent all of us into a frenzy. And I don't understand it. Maybe Matt can help me out. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
96.5 The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.